Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, good morning. This is hour two of Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here. It is late August. Having a great time. Just had a nice little session with Danny Linderman, covered a lot of different bases. Here in this transitional time, the beginning of the transition from summer brutal heat to fall kind of erratic weather, much more rain. So on this show, we talk about gardening, Home Show Garden Pros. So we gathered all these professionals to talk to you about gardening, to give you great advice from all over the city. We'll give you our list of great places real quick. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and Katie. Katie's really premier garden shop, a beautiful spot. Plants for All Seasons, 249, just past Louetta. So great little space, easy to get on the freeway, off the freeway, on the freeway from there. I love that. You got the Arbor Gate up in Tomball. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens families, kind of bookending the Richmond area. And last but not least, Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood. And we have Diane Bolanowski with us from Warren's. Hello, Diane.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. We're getting ready for fall, hoping that we're getting out of this heat pretty soon. So we're starting to bring in our fall trees and crotons and all the things that are exciting for fall.
Yeah, I feel like that there's a real are we there yet feel this time of year.
Yeah, and I'm hoping we get some rain today because we desperately need it.
For sure.
But the temperatures are a little bit better.
Yeah, we're starting to see the cool down. I mean, last week it was like, oh, cool front, 96. But we start to see that kind of chip down a little bit here and there. It's still going to be hot for a while, though. Summer stress is still showing itself. It's still, I mean, this week we're talking up to 97 again, 96. But summer stress, cooler nights, we're dipping below 80 every night. So it is definitely time to start thinking of the fall garden. And one thing that I learned from you, and I think that you've taught a lot of people, is, you know, fall is the time to be planting trees.
Yeah, really, fall is one of our best seasons. You know, it's even though our weather is always a little bit erratic, it's more consistent. Once we have, you know, cooler morning and evening temperatures, we still have lots of sunshine in the daytime. So, you know, we have a long period where, you know, we know we're not going to have any freezing temperatures until at least after Christmas.
Right.
So it's really a good season. It's a great season to plant trees. Perennials are just in their full glory in the fall. So there's lots of great perennials that you can sort of coax along right now, cut back, fertilize, and give a little bit of a boost so that you have a really, really good bloom season in the fall.
No, absolutely. And I think that it's easy to it's hard to believe kind of in a sense that this miraculous season is coming. But from the plant's perspective, summer and winter are extreme times of stress, right? And so
right.
It's like they both have this recovery coming. So that, you know, I have plum trees at my house, and they hate the summer. So, well,
yeah, I have. Well, just because I'm excited, I have two plum trees too, and I haven't planted them yet. So
nice.
I've just kind of been coaxing them along, but they're looking really great. So I'm excited to plant those.
Well, that is awesome. I'm here with Diane Bolanowski. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We're going to get back here and really explore this transitional time and maybe what to do with your plants to help them have the best recovery into fall as possible. Again, Home Show Garden Pros.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting, putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
This week we're highlighting the transitions between summer and fall. Hey, this is Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants here in the Heights. Fall's still a little ways away, but we're getting ready for it in the gardening world. For starters, we've got tomatoes. Come get them. We've got a great selection. Get them started, bump them up into a slightly larger pot, and shield them from the summer heat. That way you've got an early start on fall tomato season. We're also highlighting some new items in our bungalow. We've got a lot of new gift ideas, new jewelry, new fragrances, some new self-care items. So August is the hottest month of the year. If you haven't mulched for summer going into fall, now's an excellent time to put down a fresh layer of mulch. It'll insulate those roots, keep them cool, keep the moisture in there, have you watering less. We've got multiple mulch options. None of them contain dye. All of them are excellent for any application. To stay up to date on upcoming events at Buchanan's, check our website, buchanansplants.com. On the events page, we've got some great classes coming in September. Buchanan's is located in the Heights at 611 East 11th Street. Give us a call, 713-861-5702. Back to the Home Show Garden Pros, Diane and Danny.
Here we are. We want to be taking your gardening questions and talk about seasonal gardening, this live gardening show. 713-572-4610. I'm Danny, here with Diane Bolanowski.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we're going to start taking some questions, if that's okay with you, Diane.
Sounds good.
All right, wonderful. Terry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Well, good morning, D&D. How are y'all doing?
Oh, nice.
Good morning.
Nice.
The question is, I guess I looked into it, because I have a lot of fruit trees I've been babysitting for like the last six months, and getting ready to put them in the ground once it starts cooling off. Mm. But I have a pomegranate tree that's about 2.5, maybe 3 years old, and it probably has 30-plus pomegranates on it, but they're just not getting as big as I thought they would get. And when do they get ripe? Is there a certain time of the year they get ripe? That's one question.
Diane, do you want to?
Yeah, on pomegranates, you've got a little ways to go. You probably have, about 6 weeks or so. When we're in true fall, that's usually when you see the pomegranates ripen. So the fruit might be a little bit small. You might get some more size to it. Has it produced well for you in the past, and has the fruit been of good size and taste?
No, actually, I didn't try it last year because I only had a few come in. And, of course, I don't know if neighbors or somebody, because, again, we have open yards up where I live at, and I'm not saying that's the case. It's just this year they're just an abundant. I fed them, like when I heard y'all saying, when you see the flowers, give them more food, and that's what I did, and I just see a lot of fruit. And there's probably about 8 of those that are probably the baseball size. It's just a real green. There's a little bit of pink tint to it, but I just assume that probably sometime in September, October, they're going to start getting red or pink like they're supposed to and ripen up. But do I just keep watering them? Obviously keep watering them, but the more the water, the better, the bigger they get, I just don't know.
The best thing really with fruit trees, and really with any trees, especially this time of year, is consistent deep watering. So you want to make sure that you're watering consistently. A lot of times, and I've noticed this with my trees and plants right now, it's been really hot. And so I've had to water more than I normally would in summertime, because I kind of try to toughen my plants up. But deep watering on a consistent schedule is going to be the best thing, because when trees are fruiting, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of water. So, any periods where it's inconsistent, where they might go too dry and then you try to make up for it, can affect fruit production. So I would say just keep it on a very consistent watering schedule, and make sure you're deep watering. At least once a week, I hand water my trees and shrubs. That ensures that you're really making sure that you're deep watering.
Terry, I do want to just let you know that it's you said the phrase, and I know that you're kind of like posing the question, but is more water better? And that's really, no, that's never going to be the case where like more is better. It's the right amount or less is best. Too much is a killer. Pomegranates are mountain trees, basically, and they love well-draining spaces, and they actually love to be ignored sometimes. Your baseball-sized fruit might be going to be ripened soon. You have a bunch of smaller fruit, is what you're saying?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and those may get bigger, they may not. On a young tree, what can happen with pomegranates is they can really pump a lot of nutrients and energy up into the branches and the fruit, ignoring the roots a little bit. So that's kind of something you really want to watch with a pomegranate. After this fruit happens, you may want to take off some bulk up top to give the roots a kickstart. A lot of pomegranates tip over when they've grown too much too fast on top. So I wouldn't stress too much about very early fruit the first couple years. That's not really, you know, going to be the big kicker the first 3-4 years, maybe, you know, but as time goes on and once they get kind of crusty and red, that's when they're going to be ripe.
All right. And I'm glad you brought that up, because the other question I had is that all the new trees. Now, I have about 12 trees, fruit trees and stuff I purchased, and I've been babysitting them, doing real well with them, having no issues with them except a few ants. And of course, I eradicated that situation, and I have them in big pots. And they look beautiful. They really do. So the question is, when I go plant them, because I have a sizable backyard that goes to the next street. So when I plant these, I already have 8 other fruit trees in the backyard. I want to plant these other 12. So how deep or how big do I need to go? 2 times the size of the ball? I mean, how deep? What do I need to put fertilizer? Just give me like I'm a beginner, because I truly kind of am.
Sure.
Okay, well, that's easy. You don't want to ever dig your hole too deep when you're planting trees. That can be the death of the tree. So you want to dig the hole about as deep. If your root system isn't all the way to the bottom of the pot, you might want to dig your hole a little bit more shallow. And I usually dig the hole about twice the width of the pot. You want to make sure that you're using compost. I like to use expanded shale. That helps create really good drainage. And when you dig the hole, you want to take some of the amendment, which is going to be the compost and the shale, and you want to mix it in with the native soil, the soil that you dug out. And you also want to mix some of that compost and shale into the planting hole as well, because if you don't, you could end up with something like a clay bowl. Because I don't know if you have clay soil or not, but I always will mix some of the native soil along with whatever amendments I'm using. And you definitely want to use use some kind of fertilizer at the time of planting. I usually would use a root stimulator. That could be something like liquid seaweed or even fish emulsion. I like to use MicroLife, and I would, you know, put some MicroLife 624 in the hole as well and use the root stimulator, water it in. Be sure you're not ever planting the tree too deep. That could be a very serious offense and affect the tree long term. So you want to make sure that you deep water it in. Make sure that you consistently deep water the next 2 weeks or so. And then I like to follow up with a root stimulator about 2 weeks later.
Okay. And I hate to keep you online so long. But
hey, Terry.
Okay, I'm sorry, Danny. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
You know, if we can just keep you on hold. And what we can do is go through this commercial break and just bring it right back, if that's all right. I just like staying on our schedule.
Mind.
No, I don't mind at all. I love talking fruit trees, so just hang on a second.
Okay.
Home Show Garden Pros, Diane Bolanowski, answering your gardening questions, and we'll be back in a few moments.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right. Home Show Garden Pros is back. I want to talk about Southwest Fertilizer. Really cool spot. So if you haven't been in Southwest Fertilizer and you're a Houston, regular Houston person, it is an awesome, awesome spot. Really, it's a lawn and gardening tradition in Houston. They've been around since 1955. They do a lot of cool stuff. It's hard, actually, to get everything cool in just this short time I've got to talk about them, but they have a really cool lawnmower area in back where they service lawnmowers. They also sell really amazing lawnmowers and other kind of hand equipment like weed eaters and chainsaws and stuff like that, but they actually can tune your lawnmower. So if you haven't had your lawnmower tuned and you're just kind of sitting there for a while, there's a good chance that, you know, it doesn't run as good as it used to, but they can get it running like new, sharpen the blades. They do blade sharpening on almost any tool, and you'd be amazed how much better your shovel works with it sharpened. So they can replace handles, but they also do seeds, tons of seeds. They have a really cool seed stall, seed area, great selection of soils, and really selection and quality. That's what I think of when I think of Southwest Fertilizer. From birding equipment to pet food to tools, and then obviously fertilizer. That's the name of the place, right? Southwest Fertilizer. But it's a really cool spot. You'll walk in there and you'll be kind of like, oh, yes. Like, it take me back to this simpler way of life where you get to connect with a great staff. You get the great products. It's a really cool spot. And their staff is awesome, very friendly, and they know what they're doing. So get over there, check them out. The address is 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, so just outside the Loop on Bissonnette Street. Stop in there and see Bob Patterson and his team. Really good folks. You can check their website if you'd like to, southwestfertilizer.com. All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610 is how you get the hang of us. And we're still talking with Terry. And Terry, welcome back to the show. You had one more question about fruit. So Terry, we've been talking about fruit trees. Terry's got a lot of fruit trees, some in pots. And he just wants to do the best he can possibly do.
Yes, sir. And one of the is just the other question was, is that is there a certain time, like am I supposed to plant the end of September? Is there a certain temperature I'm supposed to be at? That's the question, because I have apple trees. I have navel orange trees, mandarins. I have just lemons, limes. I bought lots of stuff. And I just didn't know if there's certain time intervals to set this stuff up and plant them right.
Yeah, I mean, Terry, I think a great time is when our temperatures are a little bit more consistently lower in the evening and in the morning. So usually a good time would be between October until the end of November, even later. Our temperatures are usually so mild into December. So, but I would wait a little bit, probably mid-October on. Hopefully our temperatures will be a little bit lower at that point.
Yeah, you got to. It's interesting because you. It's easy for us all to lump citrus and fruit in the same category. And they're really two types of plants. So your apples, your plums, your peaches, your pomegranates all go on one side. And your citrus, your oranges, your lemons all go kind of in another category. And so timing-wise, the citrus like it when it's planted warm. They don't mind. They don't mind September. They don't probably wouldn't even mind August, where your plums and your apples are kind of shirk at August and September. And so if you want to start planting in September, I'd start with the citrus and then move on to the more deciduous trees.
Excellent. You guys are always so helpful, and I love your show. Appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Diane, 713-572-4610. It's how you get on the board, get your great question in, and talk to Diane. Diane, I really appreciate what you said about planting too deep and what a killer that is.
Yes. Yeah.
So some trees can like live with it, maybe not thrive with it. Like citrus trees can kind of nurse themselves along and make it. Live oak trees can do that. They'll grow slower. They'll look sick, but it'll just kill some other trees.
Yeah, it really will. And a lot of people, I think, you know, they look at our clay soil and they think that they need to dig it out and throw it all away.
Right, yeah.
But it, you know, I've seen it happen where the soil just becomes a clay bowl because they put all of this, you know, this beautiful amendment, this beautiful compost. And the two textures are so different that when we get heavy rains, you know, it just becomes a clay bowl and the tree or plant just gets root rot.
Absolutely. So we're headed up again on the clock, but I really want to explore with you actually like how we should do it after this break. So we're going to do that. We're going to explore fall trees, caring for trees, and how to plant here after this quick one. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are your plants ready for the summer marathon of scorching heat and drought? If not, now's the time to microlife everything. Your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, and flowers. Microlife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins. Adding Microlife improves your soil, reduces water use, and builds bigger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. Microlife Fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicrolifeFertilizer.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's Full Service Nursery.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, answering your gardening questions. We're bouncing around a lot. Lawns, lawn issues, weed issues, what to do in Galveston. Lots of stuff, fruit trees, bamboo. We are talking with the wonderful Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, and she's awesome. So we got that going for us.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome. Well, it's true. So as kind of summer comes to an end, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. I want everybody to know that. It's just one of those, like, we're going to Grandma's house. We love going to Grandma's house. We've been in the car for 30 minutes. It's a three-hour drive, and we're asking, are we there yet? So we're not there yet, but we're getting closer to the nice, cool weather. But it is a great time to start thinking about trees. If you got some trees to put in, there's a bunch of beautiful ones. And we're going to explore really some of the best shade tree options or even understory tree options here in a little bit. But there's some things you need to do maybe with the trees that have been suffering a little bit from summer stress.
Yes, for sure. I think, a lot of us don't realize that when we have this kind of heat, we really need to deep water our trees. You need to at least make sure that at least you're perhaps hand watering your trees once a week. It's been really spotty here in the Kingwood area. We really haven't had any real rain to speak of. So I've actually had to hand water my lawn and go out and do some supplemental watering on trees and shrubs. And I'm kind of a tough love gardener, so I think it's really important that you get out there and really see, because, you know, some of your trees and shrubs or even perennials might be a little bit stressed right now and need some love. And now's the time to kind of, bring things back up to good health so that you can get your fall garden going.
If we neglect to kind of recover from the summer, are we inviting pesticides and pests and disease kind of into our space? If we just say, you know what, it'll be fine, let's do it, or is it going to kind of work out either way?
No, I think we are inviting, insect issues and possibly, other disease issues, because when plants are weakened from stress, whether it be from, water stress, not enough, and then too much, and they open themselves up more for attack from insects and disease issues. So, we're seeing a lot of spider mites right now. We're seeing a lot of mealy bugs. which if you don't know what that is, it looks like a little piece of fuzz to start with, and then it becomes a really invasive insect that can do a lot of damage to your plant. So that's why I say it's great to get out there at least once a week. One, you know, you can deep water your plants, and while you're doing it, you can see if you've got any issues cropping up that you need to attend to. And especially because fall is, to me, I get so excited for fall, and my brain is just planning what I'm going to do because it's really one of our best seasons. And
right,
so
for sure.
Get your garden, you know, cleaned up and ready to go. Get the palette clean so that you can plant all the wonderful things, you know, that we have, you know, coming in for fall.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's exactly the same way. Summertime is like this kind of, you know, I tough it out for a couple of weeks. I really get in there and I really kind of make sure I do as much as I can do for a couple of weeks. But then I just start getting, you know, almost literally burned out, right? Tired of the super heat. I work outside some, so getting home and going outside is a tough deal. And so
yeah,
I get that this is this not just reset for the soil, the root zone, a new health boost for the plants, but it's also reset for me and to get some of my gardening mojo back. And so with those plum trees I've got, it's always a really great time for me to fertilize and then do a compost circle around them to protect them from an invasion of insects that may be coming in. Weeding the garden out, getting overgrown or dead vegetables out, now's a really great time. And then top dressing with another layer of compost. I mean, to me, it's good to put an inch, half inch in at the beginning of fall is almost more productive than doing it at the beginning of spring, because you have this huge selection of seeds you put in. And so a nice soil that can hold some water up top is so wonderful.
Yeah, really, compost is the key. I know we talk about compost a lot, but compost, compost, compost. I mean, I put it down at least twice a year, but probably more than that. It's really one of the best things. So leaf mold compost, cotton burr compost. Cotton burr compost is really good because it helps break that clay soil down a little bit. And, you know, if you're planting trees and you're looking at, you know, different sites in your landscape for trees, you want to make sure that you're choosing a spot that drains well. If you've got clay soil and you're not able to work, you know, you can't work the soil as well as you would like to bring in some compost or shale,
right.
U-mates are fantastic.
Absolutely.
So MicroLife makes U-mates Plus, which I use all the time.
Yeah, me too. It's a really great, not just kind of a way to add great minerals and carbon, but also a really great kind of medicine almost for soil crises. Recently, I was overcoming, there was some gypsum to put down, and we have a lot of calcium in our soil. And if you add gypsum to calcium, you make concrete basically. And so this client put down a bunch of gypsum, and I had to break through a layer and then put down humic acid, right, humates. And, you know, after a couple of months, you really started to see that concrete layer go away because of that humic acid bonding that happens. And it really is a very helpful tool for overcoming compacted soils. So this is Home Show Garden Pros here with Diane Bolanowski. We're on Sports Radio 610. We're talking gardening, talking prepping, this transition time, encouraging you to jump on it. So give us a call, 713-572-4610, and more Home Show Garden Pros after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly.
One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Herb Brigade is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, talking about this transition between brutal summer to much less brutal fall and the importance of using great soils, adding Nature's Way resources, soils, mulch, compost. Your garden, lawn, and landscaping can get you great results. It's a great healing factor that can overcome a lot of the summer stress and set you up for a stress-free, pest-free fall. And the way it does that is it actually improves the life around the roots, and that improves the life of the roots, which, as you know, takes care of the rest of the plant. And Nature's Way Resources is made with natural organic elements, so that makes it safe for children and plants, but also extremely nutritious for your plants, trees, and grass. So grab a bag of Nature's Way leaf mold compost. This is kind of their signature compost, perfect for recharging your garden beds and landscaping. But they have a ton of custom soil blends and mulches for you to choose from. So a lot of great options. And they really do a good job of kind of detailing the different features and factors of these options on their website. Now, what's back and very exciting, new for this fall, is Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. So it's blended from three amazing kind of mineral sources: Texas green sand, Texas granite sand, and Texas basalt sand. And once you kind of combine all of those different mineral packs, you get over 80 minerals. And there's about 80 in the human body. So if you're a vegetable gardener and you want to eat food that's nutritious for you, you want to be making sure that your soil has these minerals. Now, there's the huge industry wants to tell us that we only need 16. Well, we need a lot more than 16 because a lot more are in your body right now. So by getting a pack that has a huge pack of minerals, the elements are then there in the soil to be used when the soil life needs them, when the plant actually needs them. You can have better flavor, fruits and vegetables, higher yields, more flowers, and you get to rebalance your soil for the long term. So Nature's Way Resources, available at our Garden Pro locations. And to find a bag near you, visit Nature's Way website. That is naturewayresources.com. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski.
Good morning, everybody. I love that you brought up the remineralizer because that's something I like to use in fall, too. Or I'll use just straight green sand. Because that really gives a boost to plants. It's also used in sick tree therapy, and I find that it really helps. That or azomite. I just try to make a habit of putting that down, that or green sand, twice a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes down to it, minerals are one of the things that we maybe forget about the most quickly. You know, we pay attention to water. We aerate pretty readily. We remember that. But when it comes down to it, our degraded soils in the city already started pretty low on minerals, and then we do all the stuff we do to them. So the remineralizer is a great thing. And it's really wonderful for trees. Literally, you improve the size and flavor of your fruit. So pretty cool stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm glad we've kind of talked through what not to do planting a tree, some steps on maybe getting a tree recovered from this applies also to any perennials, even your grass probably – recovering from the summer stress. But maybe you've got a space for a new tree. Maybe you've got a space to get in a new cool tree, and fall is a great time to do it. And Diane, I know you've got some favorite kind of trees that you love lifting up and teaching people about. So what are some trees that you really feel people should consider?
Yes, I do. So a lot of people, you know, we live in Texas, and
yeah,
you know, we look in the north and we see the beautiful fall color. But there are trees here that we can grow that can give us fall color. One is our Drummond red maples. Yeah. They're beautiful maples. They get really fantastic color. It does depend a little bit on our weather patterns, but really pretty color. It's a large, relatively fast-growing tree. It is a native, so it's really well adapted to our soil, clay soil, but I've also seen it do relatively well in sandy soil. But Drummond Red Maple, beautiful color.
Absolutely.
Texas tough tree.
Chime in on that one is you get the great, beautiful fall color, but its spring burst of seeds is also just breathtaking. So you have two times of the season where, man, you have a very pretty tree happening there. That's an awesome one. That's always been one of my favorites. If people ask me, what's your favorite tree? That's one of them. So that's really great.
Yeah, and that's a big one. So, you want to make sure you have room for it. And that's something really important when you're planting trees. You want to look to the future. If you are looking for a smaller maple that gives really pretty color, and it's really a lovely tree, and underused Shantung maples are beautiful. Mm. They're not native, but they only get about 20 foot. So they're a really pretty little ornamental tree. And they have really pretty leaves. They look almost like a sweet gum, but without the mess. So I just think they're a delightful little tree, and they're very tough, and they do really well in our neck of the woods. And also summer red maples. If you're looking for, some nice color, summer red maples do very well for us. They're smaller than the Drummonds, but their new growth is reddish. So they're very pretty, another tough little maple. And then Mexican olives, or I call them Tex-Mex olives, because sometimes you'll hear, they'll call them Mexican or Texas olives.
Right.
But that's a beautiful native tree that is very, it's a very prolific bloomer and super, super tough. And not too big, about 20, 25 feet. So has a lot of character and very tough.
Yeah, that's my brother's favorite tree. A couple different times we've kind of talked about it. And I also love some of the sawtooth oaks, the swamp chestnut oak and stuff like that. But, well, that's awesome. I think that small trees are so underrated in the landscape as an addition to add interest. It's kind of like people think of, okay, 6 foot shrub, 5 foot shrub, and then giant tree, right? But these like really impressive, it's the best way to do a unique specimen in your landscape is some of these smaller, 15 foot, 18 foot sort of trees. So I love the, you brought up the Shantung. That's just a true beauty.
It really is. It's very pretty.
Well, wonderful thought there. We went long on one thing, so we're kind of catching up a little bit, a little behind the scenes radio talk there for you folks out there. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. 713-572-4610. What are you dealing with from the summer? Maybe do you have some things that maybe you're thinking, oh, wow, this could be a bigger problem right around the corner, be it lawn problems, tree problems. Diane Minson, spider mites are starting to really show their head again. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear what you want to talk about. What's your question? Got a knowledge specialist here. This is like the longest we've ever gone without exploring bees and butterflies. But that's another thing to start considering for the fall. 713-572-4610. Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens here with me now. And we've been mostly chatting trees because, it's so easy to forget them, but trees are so valuable. Now, people don't have that many chances to do trees because, once you get one in, ideally you're not putting another one in for a while.
Yeah, I think it's really important to, like we talked about, think about the height, think about the size of the tree, because that's really important. And I know sometimes it's hard to envision what a, 60-foot tree is going to look like down the road, but that's something really important to think about. But you had to bring up butterflies, so I am going to say something about milkweed. Since we're going into fall, it's really important that people realize that we want the butterflies, we want the monarchs to migrate to Mexico. So when we get into sort of mid to late October, we recommend that people cut their milkweed back. Because we don't want to encourage the butterflies to stick around and, you know, mate and start the cycle all over again. We want them to go ahead and migrate to Mexico. So really important. A lot of people don't know this. They feel like, you know, they've got butterflies hanging around. They, you know, they're laying eggs. You've got caterpillars. It's important that you actually let nature, you know, do what it normally would do, and that would be, you know, encouraging the butterflies to go ahead and not stick around here in Houston, just because we're very mild and, you know, they will continue to stick around. So really important to cut back your milkweed to avoid, you know, there's a disease called OE.
Right.
And we want to avoid that. So
yeah, and that is the big reason to cut them down. Now, if you cut your milkweed down in October, there's a chance it comes back by December. So Diane's advice needs to be followed for actually the benefit of the monarch populations, because if some of that OE gets down into nesting grounds, it gets even worse, but it's the most rampant in winter. And so just chop your milkweed down and keep them down. It's a big reason why, you know, I always love when people do native milkweeds, because they go away on their own. So, but that's an awesome message. And we'll definitely keep talking about that as October approaches. But take that to heart. You know, that is something that is key. And it's one of those, like, we got to step back as humans, as the leaders of nature, to say, okay, like, this is where we're disruptive to a cycle.
Yes, exactly. Also, because we have such mild days, sometimes if the butterflies come out of their chrysalis, they can't fly because it's too cold. Mm. So we're not really doing any good, by encouraging it in the winter time. So
yeah, and I do think it's so wonderful how many people have begun to care about bees and butterflies. I want that trend to keep continuing. It's just like any time we care about anything, the more we know, the better we are at it. So I think it's so great. I mean, I have several new friends or friends that have begun to like encourage butterfly populations. And that tidbit you just said is one of the things you're like, oh, whoa, really? Like, I didn't even know about that disease. So
yes.
Yeah. Well, that is awesome. Great word. When is the expected monarch kind of movement back through our area, back down to Mexico?
Usually it's about mid-October, anywhere, you know, between mid-October toward the end of October, sometimes a little bit earlier.
Okay.
So,
hummingbirds is the other kind of thing. We should start refilling our hummingbird containers, feeders now for scouts.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't have my salvia mountain anymore, so I'm a little sad. I'm going to have to plant some more salvias because those are just very attractive to hummingbirds. But yes, we're coming up on that time as also.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't done a little cutback on some of your flowering shrubs that do make flowers that hummingbirds like, I would do that right away so that when those scouts come through, your house is a place that the word spreads, is a place that's friendly and a place that has food, and you'll get more hummingbirds by making sure you got stuff out there now, even though now is not their prime season.
Yes, very true. And, you know, we've talked about this before, but most plants that hummingbirds enjoy, the butterflies enjoy, and so do the bees as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, if you target hummingbird plants, you will get butterflies and bees. And it's not always true the other way around. So that's always a good thing to remember. Awesome.
Yeah.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, talking with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994.
Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true. Mess-free. Finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products, and your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out and the iron too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is aquatexwater.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're blessed in Houston by having two planting seasons. Good morning. I'm Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Are you ready for fall tomatoes? Because it's time. Time to rip out your spring tomatoes and put in your fall tomatoes. And just arrived at the nursery are several different great varieties to grow through the fall. And while you're picking up your tomatoes, be sure to get prepared for the rest of your fall garden. Coming in September, it'll be time for all our leafy greens, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, all our winter crops. To prepare for fall crops, one, we need to plan, and two, we need to add compost and be ready. So pick up your compost, get it spread out, and start planning which seeds you're going to plant. We have a great selection of botanical interest seeds, which are all wonderful varieties for our area and have high germination rates. And while you're planning for your vegetable garden, stop by our herb table and check out our new fresh herbs ready for you to take home and plant. If you have lawn issues, swing into the breezeway and talk to our guys about lawn diagnosis and the best way to treat your problems. We just received a new shipment of interior plants and indoor pots. So hang out in the air conditioner and get information on all the benefits of interior plants. Visit us at plantsforallseasons.com. We're easy to get to at 21328 State Highway 249. See you soon. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. Sherry was right. Danny here with Diane Blanowski from Warren Southern Gardens talking about this transitional period. So you mentioned, Diane, just now. And if you want to join the conversation, we could probably take a call real quick, 713-572-4610. But Diane, you you mentioned plants that hummingbirds love also bring in hummingbirds and bees and butterflies.
Yes.
What are some of those very specific targeted hummingbird plants? Just, you know, give me a few of them.
So salvias. You know how I like salvias. Right? And actually, we have a special on salvias this weekend. So we have salvias are so attractive to hummingbirds. And the Amistad series, there's another one called Rockapoco fuchsia, the Salvia gregis, the native salvias. They're just all really attractive to hummingbirds and butterflies as well, but hummingbirds especially. And plants in the Cuphea family, some people call it hummingbird bush. Some people call it firecracker plant, but they like those tubular flowers. Yes, they do like orangey red flowers, but they also like white flowers, amazingly. So they like pentas, and so do butterflies. So having, you know, pentas, salvias, you know, plants in the Cuphea family, those are all very appealing. Bee balm, that is, you know, that's just a hummingbird magnet.
Almost a hummingbird balm, if you will.
Yeah, and mine did fantastic last year and this year. So and they make Earl Grey tea from bee balm, so it really smells great and is very pretty.
Oh, wow. What part of the bee balm do they make the tea out of?
They actually use both parts. They use the flowers and the leaves as well. And I don't know if they use the leaves in actual Earl Grey tea, but they use the leaves for other things.
Gotcha.
So
I know that it was one of the plants that when we threw all of the British tyrants' tea away and boycotted it, bee balm was one of the short-term replacements for tea in the U.S. So it's got a really cool, unique place in American kind of culture. So pretty cool stuff. Well, that's a great little list. I'm always looking for flowers that are going to do something a little bit more than just give me a pretty show. You know, I love that secondary, tertiary level of production. And, you know, it's food, smells, or wildlife. Those are kind of my three real main ones I'm going for. But I really appreciate that list.
Yes.
Well, great job today, Diane. And we will talk to you soon. So good job here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Have a great day. Thanks, Danny. Thanks, everyone.
You bet. She was saying thanks to you guys when she said thanks, everyone. And the listeners, too. I mean, we love you, too. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.